Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
1961, came out on Riverside Records. The album is Backdoor Blues. That is Eddie Cleanhead Vinson accompanying Cannonball Adderley's quintet, making it a sextet. Two alto players, Vinson and Cannonball Adderley. Nat Adderley on cornet, Joe Zavinul on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Lewis Hayes playing the drums. Good morning, welcome, it's Pete Evans. This is Spinning Jazz, and for the next 2 hours I've got some crackers lined up for you on vinyl, starting with this one from 1966 on Atlantic Records. It's Duke Pearson and his album Prairie Dog. This is Joe Henderson's tune Soulin', and on this track you will hear Duke Pearson on piano, Johnny Coles on trumpet, Jimmy Spalding on alto sax, George Coleman and Harold Vick both on tenor saxophones, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Mickey Roker is playing the drums.
Thank you.
recorded in Hollywood in 1960. That's organist Paul Bryant from his Pacific Jazz album Burning. And that was a tune called Still Searching. Paul Bryant on organ, Jim Hall on guitar, Jimmy Bond on bass, and Jimmy Miller was playing the drums. Fantastic album, that, if you ever get a chance to catch it out there in the wild. I don't think it's readily available, but if you see it on the second-hand racks, my recommendation is to pick it up before someone else gets their hands on it. It's a great album, as I say, highly recommended. And we are staying on Pacific Jazz, and this time we're moving a few years forward to 1963 and tenor man Clifford Scott and his album Out Front. This is the title track, and it features him on the album. He plays tenor and alto. He's playing tenor on this one, and he's accompanied by Les McCann on piano, Joe Pass this time on guitar, Herbie Lewis on bass, and Paul Humphrey is playing the drums. This is Pete Evans, this is Spinning Jazz, Sunday mornings between 9 and 11. That's tenor man Dave Young from 1971, and that was a tune called For You With Love, and it featured Young, as I mentioned, on tenor saxophone, along with Virgil Jones on trumpet, Sonny Fortune on baritone and flute, Richard Davis on bass, Harold Maven Jr. on piano, and Idris Muhammad was playing the drums. This is Spinning Jazz.
We'll be right back.
records from the early 60s. That's Blue Mitchell and his quintet. And Blue Mitchell's albums are all fantastic, but in my opinion, that's the top one of the lot. It's called The Cupbearers, and that was the title track. And it featured essentially four-fifths of Horace Silver's quintet, Horace Silver's wonderful quintet of that time, namely Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Junior Cook on tenor saxophone, Gene Taylor on bass, and Roy Brooks on drums. The piano duties were by Cedar Walton on that particular album, and a wonderful album is too, The Cupbearers, Blue Mitchell on Riverside. Before that, from 76 on the Arista Freedom label, you heard the John Payne Band from the album The Razor's Edge, and we heard Sounds from The Sea's Edge, and we are going to head up to 10 o'clock with some Afrobeat. This is from 1970 on Decca Records. The album is Upside Down. It's Fela Anikalapo Kuti and the Africa 7. This is the title track, Upside Down. This is Spinning Jazz. It is Pete Evans. It is Sunday morning. It's Vinyl Grooves all the way.
Thank you. them get them meaning to.
Head for down, mash for up.
Because them get them meaning to.
Head for down, mash for up.
Upside down, get them meaning to. No, Africa great.